Whether it's food, family, or travel, Dick Thomas has a different slant on the subject. His is a voice laced with love and anger, frustration and humour, the voice of a man simply trying to get home no matter where he happens to be. Roger Fingston's words introduce F. Richard Thomas, my chosen poet for today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Excerpts from a letter for my son leaving home. Dear son, in the late 40s, on muggy days before air conditioning, after fort building or pretending the glories of war, creases of dirt in my sweaty neck, the key to the back door and my father's dog tags dangling on a loose string against my chest, I sat in the shade of the silver maple, read Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, or Phantom, sipped water from my canteen, dreamed a DC-3 droned in the sun. In summer storms, rain sprayed through the porch screens onto my face, arms and hands, and a close sudden flash and boom of thunder buckled my knees. Then I shivered with joy, and like a miracle, the street was a river for makeshift boats, destroyers and aircraft carriers, and water fights. Hot nights after Tin Canio, Red Rover and Baths, we sat on the front porch in the glider and metal lawn chairs near the crickets and frogs and the moths pipping against the screens. We pitted cherries, snapped beans, ate chocolate marshmallow ice cream. Talked. I think we talked. On a moonless night, Dad's cigarette glowed from his chair in the dark corner of the porch, just clear of the street lamp's glare that sometimes teared his shrapnel eye. Some nights he didn't speak. Bill Stern reported the sports. My sister and I listened slack-jawed through Inner Sanctum and competed to polish the shiniest apple in the world on our pyjamas. Mom rubbed our backs. Sometimes we got to have a glass of Grandpa's peach wine. Sometimes we got to sleep on the porch next to the immense breath of the night. Every night I fell asleep to trains that chuffed and groaned in the switchyard miles away. In late autumn, before my windows were closed against the cold, the engine seemed so near. Before I slept, I thought about the trains, about the edge of town, about what lay beyond in the country, beyond Dittany Hills, or even my grandparents' farm. Someplace far, far beyond, even on the other side of war and the magical terror of moonlit nights, I dreamed of something loosening, as if the dark red lip and wet tongue of the apple were unfolding, as if I could steal the golden mystery of fire and peach wine and the secret musk of the black cherries that stained my fingers. Recently, my son, I dreamed of a key on a string that opens everything. I wanted to raise it from my neck, lift it over my head. I wanted to give it to you. Cosmetic. In the mirror, I push my hair away from my forehead, pull my beard away from my jaw, see my father and laugh. And when my brows arch and wrinkles furrow my face and corners of my eyes, and I see you, father, again, I laugh again silently, except for a kind of wheeze, which I then remember as yours. And so I laugh again, just as you would have laughed, and again, until I am beside myself with you. O dead father, O funny dead father. Presence. This afternoon as I walked to Fire Pond, suddenly from behind the trees, moaning with a deep choir of wind in the pines, the monstrous stones like prehistoric leviathans began to rise against me. I stopped, closed my eyes to calm the thrumming in my chest, then confronted the path again, the stone shifting imperceptibly as I passed. There is no need to run. There is no escape. These poems you've been listening to are by F. Richard Thomas, and this is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.